Hey, Dog Pound, Nathan's girl, along with Matt Wilhelm, getting you ready for the Browns and the 49ers. The Browns 2-10, the Niners 4-8, although they've won two of their last four since installing Blaine Gabbert as their starting quarterback. What are the keys to victory for the Browns on Sunday?
I think the biggest key for me is winning the turnover battle. The San Francisco 49ers are 32nd in total offense. Blaine Gabbert still, he's experienced, but he's not. So he's just getting his opportunity here again with the San Francisco 49ers after being the Jaguars quarterback for a few years. And I just feel if we get extra opportunities with Johnny Manziel in this offense, hopefully John DeFilippo can strike up some good red zone calls down there that allows us to score touchdowns, not settle for field goals. We were not at all in the red zone against the Cincinnati Bengals. So to get down there, and when we do, capitalize.
The Browns also have to keep this offense in check. The Browns come in giving up about 30 a game. The Niners scoring just under 15 a game. So this is one where you hope the defense can do its job on Sunday and keep the points down, because the Niners are 3-1 when they score 20 or more this year. Also, I think it's imperative to get out to a fast start. Neither one of these teams are built to play from behind, and the Niners have not lost a halftime lead yet this year.
You're absolutely right. Where did the Cleveland Browns get outscored the most? In the first quarter and in the third quarter. So yes, if this team is truly motivated, finish this team strong, I expect them in one of the last two opportunities at First Energy Stadium to come out, play their best football, play motivated. Johnny Manziel should be the spark for both the offense and defense. Get out to a fast start. A team has to travel cross country. Use all that to our advantage.
Listen, it's a different 49ers team coming to town in the last year, really, off the offense. Frank Gore is gone. Colin Kaepernick no longer the starting quarterback. You've lost Mike Iupati. And on the defensive side, Patrick Willis, Justin Smith, Alden Smith. And they've lost a lot of guys. Borland also out of that linebacking core. So it's a very different team than you're used to seeing, but it's one that's starting to play better of late. And I think it's important that the Browns come out with a good effort. Also some familiar faces. Yeah, wide receiver Anquan Boldin, Torrey Smith, both former Baltimore Ravens. And of course, Sean Drone, who was here earlier this year. And Phil Dawson making his return to First Energy Stadium. Drone's the one who concerns me. We know about the Browns' run defense all year. He's also catching about 5.5 passes out of the backfield. They're using him in all facets of the game. He's somebody the Browns have to keep in check. You ultimately want the game in Blaine Gabbert's hands.
You definitely do, and I think the reason why Sean Drone has played that role, it's not so much on the ground, as you said, it's through the air. It's getting him out in the pass routes. Blaine Gabbert may look down the field to make a big throw, but instead of making the mistake, he'll take a check down to Sean Drone. What Sean Drone does with the ball in his hands is what's exceptional.
So here it is, 2-10 versus 4-8, two teams that are playing for pride at this point in the National Football League season. That's why I think, again, it's so important to get out to the quick start. You might see another side go ahead and fold up their 10 and head back to the home of Rice Aroni, the city by the bay. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for watching, and keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for the latest on your Browns.